This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Such a wonderful privilege to have Michael Bagram, a partner at Bagram Attorney, here with us. It's all about labor law, and the man himself is on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for having me on air. It's a wonderful day in Cape Town today.
You
can see the sun, and it's peaking. Speaking out, so yeah, looks like we're saying goodbye to winter, although I might be a little bit forward on that.
But I do hope you're wrong, Michael, because I do like winter very much.
Okay. I like to be on the outdoors. Okay, so today I'm talking about something that's interesting, a little bit philosophical, but interesting for anyone that's interested in employment and labor law, and that is a body that was set up in the very first government that we had here under the Mandela regime at the time. And it's called NEDLAC, which is the debating chamber. And I have spoken about this before on air. It's the debating chamber that was set up under the auspices of the Employment and Labor Department and under the auspices, obviously, of the Minister of Employment and Labor. But it's an independent body. And it's made up of government, who takes one-third of the seats, business, the business community, and BUSA, Business Unity South Africa, who take one-third. And, of course, the trade unions, which is COSATU and SAFTU, the two umbrella bodies of the biggest trade unions in the country. Now, notoriously, over the last, call it 10 years, if not longer, there's been very little agreement that comes out of, in terms of labor anyway, because they look at lots of other legislation as well, but very little agreement. But over the past 2 years, these three bodies, the tripartite bodies, have argued and debated and mediated a change to the whole idea of our labor relations in South Africa. About 20 years ago, Tito Mboweni, who was then, actually almost 30 years ago, was then the Minister of Employment and Labor, Tito Mboweni, who was passed on, sadly, had suggested that we encourage small businesses to employ more people in South Africa and that we uncouple them from the bargaining councils. And also what we do is that we give them less and less regulations. In other words, stop throttling the small business community. Now, I've been sitting arguing this at the Portfolio Committee of Employment and Labor in Parliament. I've been arguing about the uncoupling of the small businesses and deregulating them for 11 years. And I've never had any traction at all. What I didn't know is that 2 years ago, NEDLAC set this agenda of trying to deregulate the small business community to create more jobs. And we all know that jobs is the biggest issue in South Africa today. And in trying to uncouple them and in trying to get somewhere, because as you can well imagine, the business community have a very different attitude to government and labor. And so it becomes difficult because you've got two-thirds of the debating chamber against one-third. One of them made a remark about a dinner table being set, and you've got two wolves and a sheep, and they're debating what to have for lunch. So you can imagine how difficult it has been for the business community to do this. However, now that we are facing an unprecedented in the world, untested issue where we've got almost 40% unemployment in South Africa, and when you're talking about the youth, it's almost 70%, it can't be politics anymore. It can't be philosophy anymore. We have to create jobs. And we have to explore every avenue to create jobs. And so they finally have agreed. It's give and take, and the business community didn't get what they wanted. And you always have a good negotiation when two parties, having negotiated, leave the negotiating room equally unhappy. That's a good negotiation. If someone's smiling, then it's a bad negotiation. Here we have parties equally unhappy, and they've come out with suggested changes to the Labor Relations Act to try and deregulate the business community, small businesses in particular. And we finally have some agreement on this. of course, what we've seen in the past week in most of our newspapers and television and radio, what we've seen is SAFTU, the more radical of the two umbrella bodies, has been camping outside the NEDLAC chambers, striking and shouting that it's no good and it's bad for them. But they've come to that agreement in NEDLAC, and we're going to see changes. It takes time. You have to change legislation. You have to change regulations. But I believe that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we'll start taking the youth back into the business community again. So thank you for listening to me today. I'm very excited about this development.
Yes, so are we. And things are moving forward. We just have to keep the faith. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You keep well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Michael Bagram, partner at Bagram's Attorney, talking about labor law. And if you want to prod him an email regarding labor law, nothing else, please, then you're most welcome, michael@bagrams.co.za, and he will then help you or steer you in the right direction regarding your labor law question. Time for me to say goodbye. I had a wonderful morning with you, nice and cold and chilly, and I hope that you have a great weekend ahead. And I just want to remind you that faith is not about everything turning out okay. It's about being okay, no matter how things turn out. Please stay warm and greetings. Stay tuned because we're still going to have Susan Moss, and she's going to speak all about the community. And first, Brad will be up with the news.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.